All right. We're making fun of evolution. We're pointing out that life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. A short series of thoughts tonight, and that is we're looking at the first cell. We've been pointing out how the difficulty of the protein building blocks being made, that as far as everything we can tell, there was oxygen from the beginning, and you can't build these things with oxygen in the process. So it's a self-defeating concept. But let's suppose, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that if, despite virtually impossible odds, proteins arose by chance processes, there is not the remotest reason to believe they could ever form a membrane-encased, self-reproducing, self-repairing, metabolizing living cell. The gap between the proteins and this cell is too vast. Richard Dawkins, do you know the name? Richard Dawkins, scientist, as far as I know, still alive. But he's known as the evolution guy, as the atheist guy, and so on. But I want you to listen to what he said in The Blind Watchmaker. He said, biology is the study of complicated things that give the appearance of having been designed for a purpose. We have seen that living things are too improbable and too beautifully, quote, designed to have come into existence by chance. Sounds like a dedicated Christian. Sounds like a creationist. He says, we found it can't happen by accident. Yet after such acknowledgement, Dawkins, an avowed atheist, perhaps the world's leading Darwinian, tries to show that life came about by chance without intelligent design. Dawkins fails to grasp the complexity in life. Denton, in his book, says the complexity of the simplest known type of cell is so great that it is impossible to accept that such an object could have been thrown together suddenly by some kind of freakish, vastly improbable event. Such an occurrence would be indistinguishable from a miracle. It took a miracle to do this. If that miracle was an accident, it's just crazy. Again, Denton says, same book, but a little later, is it really credible, is it really believable that random processes could have constructed a reality, the smallest element of which, a functional protein or a gene, is complex beyond our own creative capacities? A reality which is the very antithesis of chance, the very opposite of chance, which excels in every sense anything produced by the intelligence of man. We have never built on our own anything like one cell. Alongside the level of ingenuity and complexity exhibited by the molecule machinery of life, even our most advanced artifacts appear clumsy. We feel humbled, as Neolithic man would in the presence of 20th century technology. It would be an illusion to think that what we are aware of at present is any more than a fraction of the full extent of biological design. In practically every field of fundamental biology, ever-increasing levels of design and complexity are being revealed at an ever-accelerating rate. In the book, Darwin's Black Box, Behe says, Darwin looked at the tiny cells with his eye, and he said, well, they're so simple, they just accidentally came into being. We, looking at it, looking at it with an electron microscope and these other things that are just, you see details that we couldn't even have imagined. We see that and we say, oh no, these things are not simple at all. Very, very complicated. Klaus Dose, Origin of Life, More Questions Than Answers. This is in the Interdisciplinary Science Reviews. This is where scientists from all forms of research write their comments. More than 30 years of experimentation on the origin of life in the fields of chemical and molecular evolution have led to a better perception of the immensity of the problem of origin of life on Earth rather than to its solution. The more we study, the more we realize it's impossible for evolution to happen. Hasn't led to our solution. At present, all discussions on principal theories and experiments in the field either end in stalemate or in a confession of ignorance. So the conclusion of my study today, there is no evidence that any stable states exist between the assumed formation of proteins and the formation of the first living cells. No scientist has ever demonstrated that this fantastic jump in complexity could have happened, even if the entire universe had been filled with proteins. Nope. Couldn't happen. So they have proven it for us.